I'm excited about today's show because there is some controversy, which I will not wait to get to. Let's just get into it right now.
Oh, boy.
I received a text last night from a certain bow-tied gentleman that said, was that you that texted me?
It was me.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. You get us confused. I can see how you can make mistakes.
Just Quicksilver and bowtie.
One of the elves.
It's a new show.
One of the elves.
That's another one of the elves.
One of the elves texted me last night. So, okay, but the problem was, Rob, the reason why I got confused is because you sent me a copy of a text that you were sent.
Yeah, I received a text message last night. I screen grabbed it, then sent it to you because I thought it was information you would like for this.
And I absolutely do. So last night on the Bone Daily Rewind show, which they still do that. They still talk about the other shows. That's what their design is?
I believe so.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not always listening. I listen to the station. I listen to Mo. You got to grab the opening break. Erica goes off on you guys. And then Jared calls in. Now, yesterday on this show, we had Miguel and Holly in here from Hot 101.5. And we were talking about, why did we bring them in?
Prior to that, we had Jared come in because Dark Cloud came in.
Oh, yeah.
And
they
have something in common. They both killed somebody with their vehicle.
How is it that you pay attention to the show and I don't?
Photographic memory.
Yeah, it was a battle of two folks who had, it was the meeting of murderers yesterday on the show.
Yeah. Right. And instead of that being the most offensive part to Jared and his girlfriend, but it was the bad breath part.
We had Dark Cloud, who is a listener to the show, who is a truck driver who happened to be driving in our area. And she stopped in and brought us gifts, and it was very nice to meet her. And she's got an interesting story. She killed her husband. They were truckers together, and she backed up into him and crushed him.
Right.
And we bust her balls about it all the time, and she takes it. You know, she's pretty funny with it. And then Jared, who works here, Nervous Jared, he killed a guy with his car one time, and that wasn't his fault either, but we like to call him a murderer too.
Right, yeah.
So we brought them in together, and while we were here, Rob revealed that Jared stinks. Smelled like mold.
Yeah,
he wasn't sure whether it was Dark Cloud or whether it was Jared because we had not met Dark Cloud before, but it was not. Clearly, after Jared left, Rob said it was definitely Jared. He's the one who smelled like moldy
Hurricane
clothes.
Stinky.
Here's the thing. So I realized when Jared had left that he was the source of the smell. The smell was present when they were standing 2 feet away from me, both of them, Dark Cloud and Nervous Jared. When Jared walked out, that's when I realized it wasn't Dark Cloud who smelled, but
even though her name is Dark Cloud, Pigpen left his Dark Cloud when he walked out.
Oh, you would think, and no offense to Dark Cloud, I like her. She's very nice to us. But she falls in that category of Medicine Man Avocado where she listens. No. I didn't know beforehand, but I thought she was part of that crew because she had killed someone. So turns out she's perfectly normal.
I wouldn't say perfectly normal. She was a little too normal for somebody who crushed and killed her husband.
Well, I'm sure some time has passed.
Right.
She was normal to me. And then I go,
by the way, I went home and asked my wife if she wanted to go on the road this weekend.
Driving.
She said no. I don't know why.
So I thought it was Dark Cloud the entire time. It was only when Nervous Jared left that I texted Spanish. I said, "Did you smell that too?" And then he texted back and said, "Yes." And that's when I brought it on the air and go, "I think we have a Nervous Jared smelly problem."
Then it was revealed on this show. I'm not sure by who, but another member of the show has privately complained that Nervous Jared stunk up their car too.
Right.
I don't know. I don't want to say who it was. Hey, Carmen, you look nice today. I like your Gwen Stefani
Spanish
ponytail.
Your bow tie is very purple.
Thanks. It's black, but it's cool. Yeah.
So, for a while, a member of this show was giving Nervous Jared a ride in the car and said that he smelled horrendous in the car. I don't know who that was. I don't want to say. It wasn't me, or else I would say.
It wasn't me.
So, it was Rob?
No.
Oh, well, let's leave it at that. So we were saying that somebody said that Nervous Jared stunk, so blah, blah, blah. And we brought Miguel and Holly in here to ask them if they'd ever smelled Jared. And they said no.
Because they're in there with him every day in the studio and then in the office. So you would think that they would know.
Right.
Holly said kind of yes.
Well, she said
she said he had breath.
Said he had bad breath.
They both said yes. They just didn't say yes.
Miguel was unaware of it.
But there was like a solid couple of seconds of hesitation where it seemed to me, at least, that he knew. He just, you know.
Now, from Holly, Miguel was completely confused. Miguel was like, "I have no idea what you're talking about."
Holly was like,
"Miguel's probably smelling himself." And he probably smells fantastic.
Cocoa butter.
Yeah. He does smell very good.
Sea salt.
Maybe a little favorite. Chanel, number five, for some reason. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Number four and a half.
All my favorites.
So yesterday on the show, someone named Erica that evidently works here was talking trash about us. And I wrote back, who the hell is Erica?
I had to ask Dave. So, and finally Dave came out to my stand-up set.
Who is Dave?
Dave. Who calls
him. Oh, and finally Dave.
Yeah, and finally Dave. And he goes, and I got the text, and I go, I didn't know there's anybody named Erica. So I know Nervous Jared has a girlfriend. Maybe that's her, but why would she be on the radio? And I turned and I asked Dave, and he said that she answers phones for the Bone Daily Rewind. So she's relatively new. That's why we probably don't know her.
Now, I did listen to Mo's show on Saturday while I was driving, and he had a girl answering phones for him.
Different girl, I believe.
Oh, yeah, different girl. This one here was like a bisexual with piercings, and she was talking about having relationships with girls. I was like, damn, Mo, this is a good show. Not the same girl, evidently. No. Not the same.
Now, Erica is Erica from 97X?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, then you've met her before because they've been together for quite some time.
Yeah, I can picture her now, but at the time, I was unaware of who this woman was.
Gotcha.
Here is the couple of the clips from the Bone Daily Rewind show.
Before you get into that, I would like to let you know, Mo immediately texted me, three texts in a row.
Hey, Mike Calta, rewind the first hour only. Last two are original content. It's called the BDRS now.
Oh, I can't make it. I can't make it through the first hour. So.
Jared?
Evening, fellas.
Oh, so Jared right away calls in?
So they start talking about it, and they talk about it for about 3 or 4 minutes, and then Jared calls in on the hotline.
So should I play this cut first, cut one?
Your best cut would probably be...
I want to hear it like in clip chronological number, order.
Then clip five, it would actually go backwards. Clip five, okay. Clip four.
Erica.
Is that Gio?
Was it?
Yes.
Being a Nervous Jared expert.
She doesn't look happy, Gio. I'm just telling you that right now.
What say you?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that I did listen to all the audio, I really don't want to comment on it. I think it's absolutely ridiculous and childish, and Jared is totally fine with it because I told him about it.
Right.
But I am livid.
Livid?
Oh, come on.
I think you meant hungry.
I am absolutely livid.
I would be, too, if it was my significant other.
Who's that? Johnny?
Johnny V, yeah.
You did say to me, and because you brought it up to me when I came in, and you said in his defense he was sick.
He's been sick for like 3 days.
Carmen,
does anybody know when that person gave him a ride?
Carmen, do you know when that person was giving him a ride? Was that like within 3 days?
I think it had been within like the past 2 months.
Okay, thank you.
To the point where he hasn't eaten anything in like 3 days.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So that makes
because he got sick on Sunday night and he came home early today.
Maybe he's tired of fighting for it.
So that makes you even more upset that people are talking about him.
Yeah.
Like if he was kick just, a man while know, he's like, down.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Gio, like, stop
he's never. We've in. Been dating like 2.5 years, and I mean, he has morning breath. Everybody has morning breath.
Not everybody.
Which what Mike says at the end of the clip.
Exactly.
He thinks everybody
that part,
in the room.
I'm not upset about, but the rest of it, he hasn't been feeling well for 3 days, in 2.5 years, he's never had. I mean, obviously, as his girlfriend, as somebody who has lived with him for 2 years,
right?
If he walked out of the house, or if he had like. BO issues in the past.
Right.
You know, obviously, I would tell him about it.
Excuse me, honey, before you leave, I'm going to tell you something.
Like, hey, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but just so you know.
Okay, so let me jump in real quick and let you know. No one says BO. BO is when you don't shower in your armpits.
It's body odor.
Right.
It's literally BO, body odor.
We don't say BO. We're claiming that this is probably from a lack of laundry doing. This
much
is
like
very much like Love Tiger.
Love Tiger, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, moldy, which may maybe why she's so upset. Maybe that's her job in the house to do laundry.
Yeah, but how often have you taken a sweatshirt off in your car and just thrown
it? Taken anything.
Taken your sweatshirt off in the car and thrown it in the back seat and not even thought about it. I've done that a dozen times. I could have grabbed a wet t-shirt out of or a sweatshirt that's damp and just thrown it in the back, which is where I thought the smell was coming from.
Right.
An old moldy sweatshirt.
Yeah, if it was an isolated incident, it'd be different.
Can I point out something? I have laundry stuff that smells so good and when you scratch it, it smells even better.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Science.
Have you sniffed laundry?
It is unbelievable.
Yeah, it activates
it. Yeah, it activates it, and it's unbelievable. Maybe I bring in a bottle and leave it on the counter, and if somebody wants to take it, they take it.
I'll take it.
Well, Nervous Jared said he would do that. He said, at one point, he says he will spray Febreze around him at all times when he's in my presence.
So would you like to punch Rob in the face? Is that what the point is?
Okay, this is what I like had a conversation with Jared about it.
By the way, I like that it's all Rob.
Rob, you are
a bad person.
Yeah. If you think about it, like, I'm the newest person on the bone, and I don't want to step on anybody's toes. I don't want to piss anybody off.
Yeah, don't get comfortable.
Yep, that hurts, so if you stomp the toes hard enough.
But?
Yeah, but at the same time, that's my boyfriend, and I...
Not for long. He's on hot now.
Oh,
wait
yeah.
till he opens it. Wait till he's exposed to that audience. Mm-hmm. You're out, lady.
Like I said, he's perfectly fine with it. I told him about it, and he's like, I could care less. Like, that's radio. Like,
but
that's
you will not tolerate it.
I won't tolerate it. Like, I don't know Mike that well. I don't know Rob that well. So I don't want to, like, start calling them names and say anything. I said, I am the new person.
Can we,
and the phone that's flashing is scary.
But if you were going to call them names, what would those names be? Yeah.
I mean, if I knew them better.
Names like what?
Nice. Way to go, Mo. That's a good stir. That's a good stir right there.
I can't say them on the air.
Oh, no.
Now, would you be willing to throw your hat in a ring for Rob versus Erica and Mike Kalta's punch out too coming up?
It's funny because what I was going to say was maybe Carmen would be taking that match.
There you go, yeah.
But I got to tell you, she's more built like Rob. Maybe Rob, would you be afraid to fight her, Rob?
I don't want to fight a woman.
That girl. That girl. Would you fight her? Her arms are bigger than yours.
No, I don't want to get in. I like Nervous Jared.
Yeah, no.
I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
Remember when Spanish knocked him out with one punch?
Yeah right to the spleen.
Yeah.
Body punch.
I bet you couldn't do that to her.
Don't challenge me. Now it's like, hey, go ahead and do it. Oh, you can't, pussy? You can't knock a woman out?
Let's listen a little bit further. Maybe she gets a little bit more. Because right now, I want to fight her. I'm not going to lie.
At this point, do you want to apologize to Rob for blowing your dragon breath in his face?
I got nothing to apologize for.
That's Nervous Jared calling into the Bone Daily Rewind show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey, I'll vouch for Jared not being the stinky guy at work.
I've never said
I worked with the guy for a long time.
Me too.
I was in close quarters with the guy as well. We take the elevator up and down 6 days a week.
How can you smell anything outside of that hair of yours?
Right. Yeah. As a matter of fact.
I said.
Look at a bunch of these like Medusa.
I never had a problem with him.
I worked with Jared on a show that if he did have the dumpster breath, there's no way in hell it would have got by anybody. So it never happened.
It's that dumpster breath.
By the way, I do want to point out, I would love to make fun of Moe's dreads, but I've gotten really close to them and they don't smell. Like, I want Moe's dreads to smell so I could say, gross, but they don't smell.
I am surprised when Jared was in here and Rob was pointing out that he smelled, that I didn't smell him, because I am very sensitive.
Like, you're awesome in smelling?
No, I'm very sensitive to smells, and I did not smell him. Of course, he wasn't as close to me as he was to Rob.
But he was also facing my direction and talking.
So you think he was blowing it
into
you?
So now you're saying you think it's his breath.
Yeah. Oh.
Maybe he was chewing on some of his dirty laundry.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was his breath.
Oh, okay. Because before you were saying, I thought you meant that it was
clothes,
his laundry.
Yeah.
I genuinely, that's what I originally thought, and then it came to my awareness that other people had made similar.
I'm gonna say the other person has also told me something, and it is not his breath.
No, you think it's an overall.
I think you guys nailed it on the head. I think it's a laundry thing.
So the other person was alone in a car with him, and they could smell it just in general.
From what they told me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
If he had that. Like I said, I vouch for Jared not being the stinky guy at work.
Will this affect your mood around the station, Erica? Because you seem a little bit more upset about it than Jared is.
I mean, I don't know. I think it's because I'm like the...
Protective?
I talked to Nikki about this. I was like, I don't know if I'm just being like the overprotective girlfriend, but... I feel like that's what I'm doing. Like,
protect your man, absolutely.
In a way, like, I think I'm sort of like, yeah, I'm mad about it, but I think at the same time, like, I'm being too overprotective. Like, Jared is a big boy; he can take care of himself, and he knows that. But it's just, you know, there's certain things that have happened that when they're brought up, I get upset about them, even though they have nothing to do with me.
So you're issuing a statement right now saying that Jared is off limits as far as content for the morning show.
No, I'm not saying
that. That was great, Mo. How dare she?
Jared is his own man. If he wants to be content, then he can be content.
You don't like it.
No, I don't particularly care for it.
No. Who cares?
Huh. So stank breath is off the table.
Yeah.
Nobody called him stank breath.
I can only assume that his breath got bad from doing things to her sexually.
No, what I'm saying. If
I feel
somebody,
like you're just instigating.
No, I'm not saying Jared. I'm saying if somebody has stank breath, that's off the table.
Maybe that's why she's so upset about it.
Maybe.
He's transferring the stank from her to the air.
I don't think it works out.
Yeah, it does. Like this. Look, right?
Yeah, somebody eats a tuna fish sandwich. You can smell tuna fish on their
breath. Yeah. Oh man, he's giving everybody the Zika.
No, because early in the morning, like Calta said, everybody's got it.
Right. It's Mr. Calta. Mm.
You drink a couple of cups of coffee, you know, or you haven't eaten. Yeah, like it happens to everybody in morning radio. I get it.
That's science.
Jared, will you be taking any proactive steps to alleviate the breath if, you know, maybe stop and get some breath mints or anything like that?
Good question, Gio. Right now, I wanted to hold Jared down today and brush his teeth like a walrus.
Right.
Where we all go in his mouth with brushes on sticks so that we can get
somebody
a good distance
a
away.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe some acid or something and just kill all the germs at once. But then we decided that was a bad idea.
Just to be on the safe side.
I'm actually going to carry it. I'm going to carry a bottle of Febreze around me anytime I'm near Rob.
You should just put it on like Batman, like utility belt, and have it like hanging there.
I had a stinky friend, and I told him to put those Bounce dryer sheets, put them in your pockets.
Yeah. Because, you know, remember, Spanish for years was known as having dumpster breath.
Yeah.
That's true, Spanish.
Yeah.
Your breath was the absolute worst breath ever until I met your brother. Then his breath was worse than yours.
Yeah.
Is that from, you used to smoke cigarettes, right?
Yeah.
That's why. You smoke cigarettes and coffee, your breath is horrendous.
But this was in afternoons, so.
Oh, and then an entire day of eating on top of it.
It was like a diaper filled with baby food that was out in the sun.
Oh, I know what that smells like.
Yeah. We should get back to the Jared clip, though.
Again, I'm not sure that they quite referred to it as dumpster-like
breath.
It's
also known as trash-ass honky breath. Yeah.
And eventually, I know Spanish took the measure. You know, he was always gum and Tic Tacs and things of that nature.
All right. Well, Jared, is there any final words that you'd like to say to the morning show?
Yeah. Say it like this.
Nah, I got nothing. I'll see him in the morning.
Yeah. See, he knows.
Oh, right. You said they're nothing. Okay. Well, there you have it. Okay. We all heard what you said, Jared.
Thanks,
Thank
Jared.
You for the call.
He might want to control his woman, though. He should apologize for her attitude. I thought that would have been a bold move on his part.
Take it easy, Calta.
slow it down. Slow it down.
Very comfortable.
Which one of you is going to fight her at the punch out? Go see if Jared's available. Tell Jared.
Really, really?
Yeah. I want to make sure he's cool with a guy fighting his girl at the party.
I've been here for about an hour now, and I've made it the entire hour avoiding Jared, and now we're going to bring him in here.
Oh, yeah. Why would we not? Yeah,
you're the one who brought it up.
Yeah, Rob.
Rob, you got to smell him and give me the thumbs up or thumbs down.
I feel very
uncomfortable. While he's talking, just get behind him and go, and then, is he busy? Is he busy producing?
They're on air right now.
Hey, run in there and just smell him. Run in there and smell him. Yeah. Run in there and smell him. Just be quiet when you walk in there, and then run right up to him and sniff him and come back. Okay.
Oh, you got to film.
You guys might want to
film that.
Carmen's filming it right now. Sorry we didn't plan this better for Bone TV, but I want to get him while he's on the air. This is because he's defenseless. He's got to sit in the spot. Just walk up and go.
Right. It's not like he's going to break into what they're doing and say, hey, what are you, why are you smelling me?
We're in the middle of talking about Justin Bieber and you came in trying to smell me. All right. Well, all I know is their break should be over the next 8 seconds anyway. So, all right. They're still in there. Spanish ran in there to smell Jared. I say Jared's extra clean today.
Yeah.
You would think so, yeah.
I would like to apologize to Jared.
Oh, shut up. For what? Why?
Because the way that I listened to the entire clip this morning, so the entire 20-minute break, and the thing that they seemed to be most upset about was that the conversation took place after Jared left, but the only reason that happened was because we did not realize the smell was not coming from
Dark
Cloud.
It was the girl.
And Jared had left and gone home sick. That's the only reason why we didn't say it to him. Otherwise, we would have said it directly to his face.
If I got a wind of it, I would have been like, Jared, you stink. Spanish?
He's prepared. He smells delightful today.
Oh, really? But you didn't get a load of his breath.
No, I didn't, but I got
And his girlfriend was working last night, so he couldn't do that.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so, but you didn't get a load of his breath. You just walked up and smelled his clothes?
No, he didn't say anything to me. I walked up, I smelled him, and then I said, do you have a second? And he just went,
You tried to talk to him while he was on the air?
I did, yeah. Sorry. I know you said be quiet, but I figured I was in there already. All right,
so you smelled him?
Yeah,
and he
I
smells
smelled
clean.
Him. Yeah, he smells clean.
What about her? Did anybody ever smell her? Maybe she stinks.
No, I've
girls
never smelled
never
her.
Smell.
Yeah.
Like I've rarely run across girls that stink.
I bet she's got a vinegar tinge to her.
Vinegar beets.
I'm pretty sure she smells fairly nice. Okay. How about that?
Yeah, you're the same one to apologize a couple of times.
I'm
Jared?
Evening, fellas.
Hello.
Hey. Oh, this is the first when he first called in. All right, so
he said. Oh, also, Jared said he would come in and when he gave me the 1 minute because I was like, come in. He's like, 1 minute. So.
Go peek out there and see what they're doing. You should. If you apologize to him, I'm gonna smack you in the beard. Why would you apologize?
Because I feel bad. I complained about the same thing. When Carmen and Spanish were saying my farts smelled,
right.
I got upset. And I understand.
All right, but
and
you,
I understand
right, but
why you
still would, think he stinks. You just didn't say it to his face.
I'm more upset that he took it as I was trying to talk smack behind his back, and that was not the case.
So he didn't. She did.
You're equating Jared's smell to hot air coming out of your body.
Yes.
Farts. Okay. He smells like farts. Okay. All right, so will Carmen fight Jared's girlfriend at Mike Calda's Punch-Out?
I mean,
as a representative of this show, I can't fight her.
Right.
I can't punch her in her face, but you should come to my aid and you should say, how dare ye insult.
Yeah, how dare ye
insult
me, Lord.
Me, Lord.
Bro?
Right.
Bro.
I shall
bitch, move on.
Right. I shall defendeth the kingdom. By punching you in the face.
I'll kick a bitch's ass for Mike Calda.
Thank you, Carmen.
Yeah.
So you would fight nervous Jared's girlfriend in a battle of the stink, Robin, your corner, and Jared in her corner.
That's my $1 million baby right there.
Right, right, right.
And Carmen, make sure you have taco pits that night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Stink it up.
Well,
yeah.
I'm going to stop wearing deodorant right now.
Oh, wow.
Don't get crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold
too
off
much.
A little bit.
Oh, my bad.
So you would fight this woman in the ring to defend the honor of the show. Now, I'm not going to lie. She's a little burly.
Yeah.
This is different for you. You didn't. Last time you fought a porn star.
Yeah.
She's dainty.
Who is dainty and adorable, and you guys are kind of like half punching, half making out with each other.
Right.
Right. But this one here, I want you to fight it like it's Rocky versus a Russian. I want you to fight
her
for
like
the country.
Fight her like she's Heidi.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, everybody hold your noses. Jared's here. Jared, get right up on Rob's mic. Get on Rob's mic. I want you to share that mic.
Share
together.
It like
yeah.
You're doing backup vocals, and both of you guys are on the same mic.
Now, Jared, Rob, when he's talking, smell his breath.
Okay,
because
right up close.
Yeah, maybe you want to kiss him on the mouth.
His breath smells minty.
It does. Well, but he's prepared today. After you outed him on the air yesterday, he went home and did laundry. He bought a new black T-shirt. Probably changed out his black hats, his black glasses. You realize you're just like Medicine Man. I just realized that I'm saying it loud. You're black on black on black.
Yeah, that's how I usually do it.
First of all, you were you aware? Did anybody else tell you stunk yesterday?
Nobody told me that. I've
okay.
never had that problem.
Nobody on your show thought you stunk
no.
either. So it was just Rob.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so
was.
What happened, Rob? Now Rob wanted to apologize. But he didn't want to apologize for saying that you stink. He wanted to apologize for not saying it to your face. So
yes,
go ahead.
Let me turn. I felt bad.
No, say it to his face.
I'm
tell
trying.
Him, don't apologize. Tell him he stinks to his face
oh,
like you
okay.
wanted to.
Yesterday you smelled, and I'm sorry that I said it when you weren't here. I did try and go find you. The only reason I realized it was from your vicinity of where you were standing the stink was coming from
right.
was when you left because I honestly thought it was the truck driver lady that killed someone.
Right,
that we had.
Right, right. So you smelled worse than the truck driver lady is what he was saying. Did you have a laundry problem yesterday? Or?
Yeah, I'll tell you what happened.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
Got
to the bottom of it.
As soon as I heard about it, I knew what it was. I didn't bring a jacket with me yesterday. I wear one every day.
Right.
So I had one that was been in our office for like months now, and I'm like, I just need a jacket. So I threw that one on. That's what I was wearing yesterday.
So that makes total sense.
Yeah. Which is what I said. It
right.
was probably just something that was left around.
Oh, yeah, we get it. You're sorry. Big
well,
deal.
Well, why wouldn't you just ask him that instead of putting
yeah,
his stuff
then you
on blast?
Tell everybody he stinks.
Oh, man.
If you just assumed that yesterday, you should have been like, hey, I bet you Nervous Jared wore an old jacket from the office.
Yeah.
instead put it out there that he's got horrible breath. And
got
all
his
that
girlfriend
stuff.
Very yeah. mad at all.
She's
of
very
us.
Mad. I didn't put it out there that he had bad breath. I just said there was a smell coming from this area, and then we deduced that.
That's true, because Holly said he has bad breath.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Holly did say you have bad breath.
I don't know, because I never get that close to Holly's face.
You're like, you're afraid of Holly's face? Is that what you're saying? You think Holly's face is gross?
No, I didn't
You
say
said
that.
I never get close to her face. What? You specifically said face.
You don't get face to face very often.
With Holly.
No, not you, with you not pointed Miguel, out Holly. With Holly, with Rob.
No, you were quick to
anybody.
Say Holly. You hate Holly's face.
I don't hate Holly.
What's wrong with Holly's face?
Nothing is wrong
say,
with Holly's face.
Say, you can say. What's wrong?
Nothing is wrong.
Your girlfriend is very mad.
Yeah, she was pissed.
Yeah. So we're going to let her defend your honor
okay.
and fight Carmen, who is defending my honor, at the next Mike Aldis punch out.
All right.
Do you think that she would take? She would do that?
I don't know if she would.
Here's the deal. She's not. She may. We better do the punch out quick because she's not going to be around much longer.
Why?
Because Jared's going to dump her.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Jared, well, you're on Honda. Hot now. You're going to be exposed to a whole new group of hot chicks.
Jared's going to have a hot black girl soon.
Oh, man. Oh, perfect. Right.
Like
yeah.
Napoleon Dynamite's yeah. brother?
Yeah. Who also killed somebody, but for real.
Oh, yeah. On yeah. purpose. Yeah. She meant yeah. it. She meant it.
She stabbed that son of a bitch.
She's yeah. a gangster. Yeah. She's got a paw print for every guy that she's killed yeah. On her thigh. No, listen to me. You did you go to the blown off ball?
Yeah, I was there.
Did you bring your girlfriend?
I did not.
She was
working. She was on air.
Yeah.
Who planned the date for the blown off ball?
So I saw some of the girls that were there.
Yeah.
And eventually you're going to be at a concert or something, and some girls will be like, oh my God, you got Justin Bieber tickets? Or you're gonna trade out BJ's for Beyonce, and next
free
thing you
tickets
know,
to the booty bash.
Yeah, and then we're all going to be going, how did Jerry get that chick?
Right.
Yeah. So basically, admit it, she's on her way out.
Yeah,
say it, but you know it. You're right. Don't say it out loud.
Now,
yeah, yeah. So. Time to cut the cords. Yeah, you only love what you love till you realize you could do better. Then okay. once you do better, then I'm telling you,
I'm happy.
You're bouncing around before. Now you're an established producer yeah. on a morning show. Yeah,
ratings are good. Yeah.
Nah, I don't know about that.
No,
I mean the ratings are good. I don't know about the whole leaving my girlfriend.
Will she fight Carmen at the next punch out, do you think?
I think if we just replay the audio, I put on like a CD or something.
For right, her, and get her hyped up.
Yeah, she'll be pissed.
I can insult her for a half hour if you want, just to get her really pissed off. So right now my plan is to have her defend your honor and Carmen defend my honor, and the two of them fight it out at the next punch out.
I mean, I don't know if she'd be down for it, but I mean,
why are you saying she couldn't fight?
I'm not saying that.
What are you saying?
Ooh, I got something.
Has she hit you?
No.
I got something. So she fights Carmen. If she wins, then she gets 30 seconds to hit Rob with his hands behind his back. He can't hit her back.
I like
well,
that.
You're the one.
Yeah,
you're the
bad
person.
Up. Yeah,
you're
you
the
did
bad
it.
Person.
You started it all.
I don't like these stipulations.
No, but that's good. That's an incentive. Because yeah. she probably doesn't.
Back,
she probably doesn't particularly want to fight Carmen. Right.
And
she likes Carmen.
If Carmen wins,
yeah.
she gets to brush Jared's teeth like they brush a walrus's teeth.
Oh, okay. Man.
Big brush on a stick right there.
Right.
Right there in the ring. Good?
I don't know.
Oh, I get even better. Even better. Even better. Even better. Even better. I'm so sure that you're going to dump her for a new hot chick.
Oh,
what?
Boy.
That if she wins, she gets a punch Rob.
Okay.
And if she loses, you got to make out with a hot chick right in front of her.
Oh, wow. Mama.
I mean, we have to run this by her a little bit.
Why? Be the man in this relationship, Jared. Be the man in this relationship. Put your foot
she's
down for one.
She's got to fight, not me.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think she's...
Yeah, but that's... she wants to fight.
Yeah,
fight.
She's angry. Defend your man. If you're going to do
win.
It right.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, work on that, Jared.
All right, I'll work
get that
on
done.
It.
Here's the fight. Carmen defending my honor.
Right.
Versus nervous Jared's girlfriend defending his honor.
Uh-huh.
If she wins, she gets 30 seconds to beat up Rob hands down.
Yep.
If Carmen wins... Nervous Jared has to make out with a hot chick in front of her.
Of our choosing.
Of our choosing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And get this done, or I'm going to tell Holly you said you hated her face. You said you were afraid of her face and you didn't want to get near it. You thought you were going to catch something.
Yeah.
That's what you said.
I'll work on it.
All right. Get out of here.
Thank you,
Jared. Yeah.
Go produce.
Get out of here, you stinky bastard. Oh, this is going to be good. Carmen, you better win.
Really? You have any doubt in your mind?
I don't.
Yeah, look,
I don't,
look,
Carmen.
Look, look at your friends.
Okay.
It's you versus Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah, but Carmen's punches, the football photos are ridiculous. The football punches that we were getting.
I can honestly tell you that the last set of football punches I got were the worst that I've ever been hit.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were really bad. You punch very well.
Thank you.
And you have a trainer.
Yeah.
Okay. And you've got the wind working for you.
Yeah, so, I was going to say, yep, I okay. got a little more. A
little stamina.
Yep.
Going. Mm-hmm. All right.
And I have a bigger target.
Would you?
Oh, yes.
What are you saying, Carmen?
Wow.
Awesome. Oh, awesome.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
Why would you talk like that?
All of a sudden, I don't think we need any incentives.
Yeah.
She works here.
I'm the bad.
Oh, man.
That's Jared's girlfriend.
Oh.
Okay. Do your thing.
I'm afraid to say anything else. I don't want you to drag me into your insults.
We lift women up on this show. You're putting them down.
I'm Carmen. Oh. I got a huge target to punch. Yeah. How dare you say that?
Okay, you're right.
Anyway,
listen.
You're in, right?
Of course.
Would you really take one for the team?
What do you mean take one for the team?
I have an idea. If you win,
okay,
you make out with Jared in front of her.
Oh, God.
Look at her face. Look at her face. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we said we were going to get a hot girl today.
Oh,
I mean, no, wait. Mistake.
Oh, we put women up on this show.
That sounded like me.
All right. Lock it in. I believe we've got a first main fight for Mike Caldas Punch Out, too. Okay,
I like it.
All right, we got to find out if she's willing to now. She's gonna run. Or you think? Ask Mo what he thinks. Text Mo and see if he can get. I got my girl to fight. See if he can get his girl to fight.
All right.
Oh, remember what happened last time with this?
It was Mo's girl too that backed out.
He didn't come through.
Jumped out of a car to avoid fighting Carmen.
Yeah,
if I remember correctly.
Fight number one. Carmen versus Jared's girlfriend. Fight number two, Migs versus Wiggs.
Oh, yeah.
Swords or no swords?
Well, we throw them in. Throw them in after the first round.
Okay.
Swords or no swords? I don't know. We'll see. I don't know if Migs has the proper... That? I don't know if he's a swordsman like Swiggs is.
Right, yeah. Right.
Migs may be a stick guy or a gun guy.
He can use his
know.
Guitar. I think he plays guitar.
Oh, that's fine.
Man. Guitar or sword.
You can't chop a man's head off who's singing you a pretty love song while he's singing.
No.
All right. So, Carmen... Versus, what's her name?
Erica.
And Migs versus Wakes. That's what we're looking at.
Mo said he's listening. He said he will definitely try.
No, Yoda.
Yeah.
There is
he's
no a, try.
Well, he's going to ask tonight. He's going to ask her tonight. I'm telling him, make it happen.
Yeah. Did I ask Carmen or did I tell her she's fighting?
Make
Get it
done. Make it happen, Mo King.
Only
in America.
Oh, he's got to do his hair up like that. He's got to do his hair up like that.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.